B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
All right, welcome to a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
So why don't we start where we finished the show, which is the dangers of spring breaking in Mexico. We were reading articles that said that the State Department has upped the safety levels in certain part of Mexico.
So like a level 4, do not travel.
And a level 3 in Cancun, which is where a lot of people will go, you know, this month for spring break. And we were talking to Loren because she travels around so much, and she is got, her passport is stamped way more than mine. And you said that you were in India and actually something crazy happened.
Yeah. So, and again, like, I just want to like preface this with, this is not a knock on India. I lived there for 4 months. I loved my time there, but I did have a really scary incident in one of the smaller towns, where it's a little less progressive. Like, you know, women are almost completely covered up and, they don't love visitors and that kind of thing. But you have to travel through this town to be able to get to Agra, which is where the Taj Mahal is.
Okay.
So I had flown from Mumbai, India to Delhi. And then from Delhi, you have to take a 5-hour car ride. There's no other way to get there through all these small towns. And you have to like pay these taxes when you go over each border. And
pay the taxes to who? Like the different tribes or the different towns?
Yeah. So when you cross over, and we didn't drive, we hired a driver. So, but he would have to, sometimes it was a toll booth where you would like just pay from the car. And then this specific time, it was where he had to park the car and get out and go pay the toll and then come back to carry on. So at this point, it's like myself and two other girls in the car. And this is a town, and I wish I knew the name of the town. I just know it was one of the smaller towns. You know, when you like think of India, sometimes you think of like elephants and like cobras and monkeys and like, you know, people in the streets.
Like just
and
that's, tons of people.
Yes. So, but that's not what Mumbai is like. I never saw a cobra. I never saw a monkey. I never saw an elephant in Mumbai. Okay. So when we got to this small town and there were snake charmers and there were people with like monkeys on their shoulders, we were in the car, but we thought it was like so interesting that we started taking pictures of the things that were happening around the car. Well, somebody saw that we were taking pictures of them and came over and wanted money. And we were in like an older car that doesn't have like the automatic locks on it. So we were like, sorry, we don't have any money, like no money, no money,
right.
You know, and the guy started to get really aggressive and he started to bang on the car and then he tried to open the car door. And like, I'm not kidding you because it was an older car. Like, it's not just like one of those things where you hit a button and all the doors lock. I was on the far side of the car and there was a girl between me and the door and she couldn't figure out how to get the door locked.
Oh, shit.
So we're literally holding the fucking door shut while this guy is pulling on it, trying to open the door to get money from us. I've never been so scared in my entire life. I was like, we're not in like a city where they're just going to take you to jail. Like, they're going to handle it themselves. And that's what was so terrifying to me. And this went on for like probably 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh my God, that's a lifetime.
A frigging lifetime when you're terrified before our driver got back to the car and like got these people away.
He handled it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you like, tip him extra?
Yeah. But like we were like crying. Like it was like a whole thing. Like I was so terrified. I was like, I don't even know. I kind of just want to go back to Delhi at this point.
Right.
And we were close enough where, we carried on, but it was just like one of those things that like we hadn't seen that the whole time we were there in 3 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were just curious and like took a picture and then all of a sudden it like erupted into like this big thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That was scary. That's the scariest moment
Greece.
I've ever had.
You've been to Greece.
Somewhere else.
Somebody said Greece isn't very safe.
I mean, I don't know. I was by myself in India, so that's, I think, what added to, like, the terror of what was happening, where when I went to Greece, we didn't go to the mainland. We were only on the islands,
yeah.
And I was with my 6'3" husband who looks like he played football.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody was going to mess with us.
Pick on you. When I was in Cancun, not only did the cab driver, when we were trying to score a reefer, took us to prostitutes instead. We're like, hey, you know where we can score some? And he's like, yeah, no problem.
He just heard score.
There's eight girls lined up. We were like, oh, good God.
Yeah.
So you also had to pay daily for like a boogie board.
Okay.
So we were walking along the beach and I saw a boogie board. So I took the boogie board and I'm like, well, shit, I'm not going to pay for it. Let me think if this is how it went. No, I think maybe it wasn't just a random boogie board. It was underneath the lifeguard chair.
Okay.
So I was going to take that boogie board. So I did. I took it and I hid it underneath a bunch of leaves and like a bunch of seaweed. Okay. And I'm like, I'll just pull it out tomorrow. I'll grab it and I won't have to pay the $20 or whatever it is for the day. And next thing you know, I see like two flash like, psh, psh, come on. And I was like, oh, shit. And I just remember my dad being like, do not mess around in a foreign country.
Uh-huh. Where were you?
Especially Mexico, Cancun.
Okay.
We're on the resort, but it wasn't like, we're in Cancun, just the resort of the hotel. It's not like we're in a special resort.
Yeah. But even if you get in trouble in another country, like, you don't know if the country is corrupt and, like, they're going to want
money.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So the guy turns on one flashlight, the other guy turns on the other flashlight, and they put it right on me as I'm like, and I'm like, oh, I was like, okay, I'll put this back. No problemo.
Uh-huh.
You know, speaking broken English and Spanish. I probably had a bunch of daiquiris in me or whatever, and I put it back, and the guys followed me, and I'm like, oh, where's this gonna go, you know? And finally my other friend was like, dude, let's just run. So we ran.
Yeah.
And they never, like, we ran back to the room and like hid. They never did anything, nothing happened, but it was very strange.
Yeah. And by the way, like, just to go back to like how serious the situation was in India. I have been to Kosovo. I've been to Bosnia. I have been to like hot zones.
Right,
I have
like
not
war
been
zones.
As afraid as I was in that instance.
Yeah. And it's estimated that 350,000 Americans are planning to party in Cancun and other Mexican resorts, with bookings actually up 30% from last year. But the editorial director of Frommers.com, not Farmers.com, but Frommers.com said, I think that some people may cancel their trips to Mexico. I don't think they should, because the vast majority of places where Americans vacation in Mexico are safe. But like we were just saying, I'm just reading an Inside Edition story. It comes down to being street savvy, street smart, and making sure that that when you're out traveling, you're doing it in a group of people, blah, blah, blah. Don't
not
wear jewelry. Don't flash cash.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of be smart about it. But crazy.
When Dallas and I travel, I wear a fake ring. So that if anybody ever came up to me, I'd be like, here, just take it.
Yeah.
But Jennifer on Facebook Live just said that she went to Mexico City once and she said she had no desire to go back. But I wasn't ever afraid, but Mexico City is one of those places where it has the highest rate of, kidnapping in the world.
Yeah.
So like they'll take you and then hold you ransom for your family to pay or whatever. So I went with the Dolphins when I was like 20 and it was so serious then that they had one bodyguard per girl, not a bodyguard, not like a driver to drive around six girls.
Like somebody to protect you from...
Yes.
Holy shit.
And you weren't allowed to break off the group unless your bodyguard was with you.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's real life, man. I remember like even it wasn't... It was just weird. It wasn't dangerous. It was just weird. When my wife and I went to Cancun on vacation, we took a bus trip out to like some ruins.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus all of a sudden stops... And we're
I remember you telling me
that's
this.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy gets on and starts talking in like broken English about how his town that he lives in is very poor and they need money to survive. And like basically they wouldn't let you off the bus unless you drop money into the thing. And like we were sitting in the back because that's normally where I like to sit on a bus. And I could tell from people up front, I'm like, man, I think they're making you put money in. Like, like it looks like it's taking so long for people to get off the bus that they're all looking for money.
Yeah.
So I threw a couple pesos in. I'm like, I'm not paying this guy a ton of money. And then when we got back on the bus, the guy wasn't there. But like we picked him up on the way to the freaking ruins. You know, like the bus stopped. He got on and he's like, you know, he seemed nice enough, but just weird, man. You know what? Is just be safe, like we've been saying.
Yeah.
And
don't take pictures of anything.
Don't take pictures of anything. Don't carry cash, and don't try and hide a surfboard.
Yeah.
All right, that's a wrap, party. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.